Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Tuesday, January 24th, 2017. And we're here to talk about everything that affects you, your future, your buckos, all points in between. We'll do the new president and his policies, the markets, jobs, statistics, unemployment, debt, deficits, corrupt media, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we cover it, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a good day, but before we get going, if you do not get the show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. You can read our reports, charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. If you do it yourself for others, press the consultant button. If you want to get our notes direct to you, press the subscribe button. And I think there's a trading lesson button there also and all that crap. All at the ever-popular GaryK.com. So like we have done in the recent past, we believe in starting a show with what policies a new president is coming out with. And we have told you when we agree. We have told you when we disagree. Today, we agree with a lot of stuff. First off, the president met with a bunch of CEOs today, including the auto company CEOs. The president has met with unions. Now, as you know, the unions are not a bastion of Republican hope. The unions have blasted the Republican side forever. But Donald Trump is not a Republican. He just ran as a Republican. So he is doing some things that normally Republicans would not do, but they are doing, and the Republicans, interesting enough, who typically would disagree, are like, oh, okay, fine. And that is potentially wiping out trade deals. Potentially. So here are a few things. Number one, the president got rid of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It was going to be a deal between 12 countries. And it would knock out a lot of taxes completely as well as partially and supposedly take down trade barriers. Well, the president is basically saying, well, we just don't like doing it that way. We believe in free trade, but we also believe in fair trade. And we think we can do a better job by not having to deal with 11 other countries at the same time. We're going to deal with country by country. Here is the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see. I don't know whether it's going to work or not. He's been a good negotiator before. We'll see. The jury will be out. What Donald Trump looks to be doing is doing country by country instead of 12 countries together, as in TPP. He also met with these CEOs, and here's the good part. He actually asked them, hey, you tell me what we need to do here. And one of the CEOs says he hasn't been asked that question ever by a president of the United States. So I like the fact that he's got an open ear. That's good news. That's good news. And today, the president came out and stated, we are going to do the Keystone Pipeline and the Dakota Pipeline. And as you know, there's been a fight on it. And in case you don't know, let me give you a couple little tidbits here, because I'm sure the left is going to have crap fits over this. Number one, Barack Obama for a while was going to say yes. That's number one. Then he floundered, went back and forth, up and down, all around, until he finally said, we are not going to do, we're not going to do it. Screw the Keystone Pipeline. In case you also don't know, the environmentalists may start yelling and screaming only because it's Trump, though. The fact is, it's not a big deal to put these pipelines in environmentally. It's not going to affect. It really isn't. Let me tell you what it does do. 800,000 barrels a day and a lot of jobs. If it was only 8 jobs, it's still 8 more jobs. And 800,000 barrels a day. Energy resources owned by the good old U.S. of A. There isn't any downside. And don't believe the environmentalists. They take care of that very well. It's just that they hate the fact that fossil fuels, they think that airplanes are going to fly with windmills, beats the hell out of me. So very much pro-business. I like it. CEOs had come out of meetings that Barack Obama was supposed to be in, but he ended up with, guess who? Somebody else, and they got torn a you-know-what. So this is all good news. I have no idea in the long run whether Trump's going to be good or not. What I do know is he's got an open door. What I do know is he's got a decent policy here. And in case you don't know, the object of business is business within the rule of law. Simple as that. So I'm happy today. I like what I'm hearing. And as far as the trade policy, I'm not thrilled. But I can't do anything about it. And I'm going to give the president an opportunity to make good trade policy. And we'll see how it plays out. Now, NAFTA, North American Free Trade, blah, blah, blah. That's Mexico, Canada, and us. Trump's looking at it. Now, the story is with NAFTA, that a bunch of jobs went to Mexico. Why? Cheap labor. That is a fact. The question is, does the trade override all that? Some say yes. Donald Trump saying no. Time will tell what he does with that. So that's pretty much the day. You know, there's some sideline stuff that I don't know. They keep talking about numbers and... Get over it, Donald. Forget it. Move on. You're the prez. You're not going to get anything from the media. They don't like you. They can't stand you. And if you say black, they say white. If you say blue, they say green. If you say cloudy, they say sunny. And that's it. Go do what you're supposed to do. Put your head down and get this baby running. Knowing that interest rates have to go higher. Remember what we've told you here. Eventually, interest rates have to get normalized. Have to. Have to. And under a socialist presidency, that'd be bad news. But under a presidency that's pro-growth, it may not be bad news because you get the economy strong enough to ward off higher rates. So that's the story of the day. The Donald. Now, of course, next week he's going to announce the next Supreme Court nominee. It will be a very conservative, what we call constitutionalist, we call originalist, believes in not changing law, but just interpreting the law. Some would say there's been too much activism out of the Supreme Court going above and beyond what they're supposed to be doing. I would agree on that. Some of the supreme things they have heard at the Supreme Court is almost laughable. Then again, so much going on with government is laughable. By the way, one other thing that I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but if I did, I'll mention it again. He's putting a freeze on hiring in the government, and he's looking at spending all across the board. Yay. I will shake Donald Trump's hand for that. Government is too big. It's too bloated. It's too inefficient. It's too ineffective. And something needs to be done. And as I have told you, if I was president, I'd be able to cut spending by 20% and not miss a beat and save you, the taxpayer, a good $600-700 billion a year. Up next on The Edge, ladies and gentlemen, market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. And we'll answer some questions. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
Thanks for being with us. By the way, an originalist just basically means when they started the Supreme Court, they just interpreted the Constitution. They didn't go any further. They didn't get into, you know, beefs and stuff like that. It was just all about the Constitution. And unfortunately, there's a... Listen, I've heard a, I haven't really heard it from Republicans, but from a lot of liberal Democrats, we need to do something about the Constitution. Oh, yeah? Oh, really? Go have fun. Have fun. Anyway, so that's really the story today. And before we get into the market wrap, what simply happened today is when the announcement of the Keystone and the Dakota Pipeline, the announcement of meeting with the unions and all these things, infrastructure, pipelines, construction, a bunch of that stuff, had a very good day today. Had a very good day today. Names like, you ready for this? Emerson, Eaton, Illinois Tool Works, DuPont, International Paper, Parker Hannifin, a Packaging Corp of America, Trinity, Martin Marietta Materials, Lyondell Basil. A lot of little breakouts today in a bunch of these names. Now, remember what we've always told you. When a major indices breaks out of range, that usually, that means a bunch of stocks accompany it, or is actually making it happen, excuse me. You got a little bit of that today. So we got lots to cover, lots to do. Let's hit today's market wrap. And that's brought to you by Investment-Models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-Models.com. Ta-da. On the day, Dow up 112. On the day, DuPont on numbers up 3. Boeing up 2 and change was not numbers. American Express, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, United Health, United Tech, all a dollar, and IBM up 4 and change off of their crappy earnings and their low tax rate. Very good action on IBM after earnings. S&P up 15, NASDAQ 48, NASDAQ 135, semiconductor index, a juicy 18. Transports, 150. Russell 2000, 1.5%. Advanced decline strong, up down volume strong. New highs expanded some. You ready to go through it? Okay. One by one. S&P, 6 weeks of tight action, on the edge of breaking above range. Won't take much here. And again, it's tight, so the market drops 200 tomorrow. Negate it pretty quick. Not sure that's going to happen. We'll see. Go take a look at the S&P. Go take a look at the Russell 2000 right off the 50-day moving average today nicely. Why? Small banks started moving again. Why? Go look at the KRE right off the 50-day move an average today. Go look at the KBE right off the 50-day moving average. Go look at the XLF, the big financials, right off the 50-day moving average. Quite simplistic. If the 50-day moving average holds, the impetus for more upside, if it breaks below, which is only 1.5% below here, horse of a different color. But good day today. And then you can just go through. I'm just going to go through a few names here selectively to give you an idea of what just showed up on my screen today. TransCanada, TRP, oil pipelines, 4 to 5 times average volume, big move, breakout to new high ground. Just, I'm pointing it out. We're not telling you to buy these things. We're just pointing it out. Quanta Services, heavy construction, PWR, right off the 50-day, volume twice average, another breakout by the close today. Now, again, a lot of this is on news of what I said earlier, but just keep in mind, earnings are coming out on a few of these. Freeport-McMoRan, which reports tomorrow, breaks out today. Secondary breakout. Notice as they pulled it back right into the 50-day moving average and held. Volume, almost 2 times average. Volume today. Earnings. Corning, GLW. 3 times average volume, big breakout by the close of the day. Just, and again, we're just pointing it out to you. We're not telling you we're buying them. We're not telling you we're selling them. We're like a newspaper. Hope you don't mind. Mosaic, the fertilizer stocks. 1 year base breakout on MOS, 2 times average volume. By the way, earnings down 35% last quarter. Again, commodity based. Agrium, same. Volume was 3 times average volume. Potash, nitrogen, phosphate. Breaks out today. A big volume. What else did I find in here today? Lyondell Basil, LYB. 1 year breakout on volume of about 60, 70% higher than normal. You see, we're just pointing out what we're seeing here. Okay? Again, what you do with it, you get to decide. We're just letting you know what names, what sectors are edging out of range. And interesting enough, you got some volume in a bunch of these names. Call it what you want. I call it the Trump effect. And interesting enough, something like an IBM that reports just piss-poor numbers going up. Welcome to a forgiving market. At this point in time. And we're just going to go through a few other names here. Again, we're not advocating buying, selling, holding, or shorting. We're just reporting to you what's happening today. Potash, POT, same group, that chemical stuff, broke out today also. Again, that's POT. So just starting out with a few names. We're going to do a few others as we go through the rest of the show. Keep all that in mind. Again, we advocate nothing. Up next on the edge, as we said, more names. and whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Appreciate you being here. By the way, I might as well give out my Super Bowl pick today. I don't think it's going to change. Arizona. No, just kidding. I actually gave out in preseason that I thought Arizona was going to win the Super Bowl. Hey, Arizona, what the hell happened to your team? Wow. Then again, a bunch of good teams from last year. Bye-bye. Carolina, yuck. Denver, but they lost. Well, Peyton Manning stunk anyhow in the last year. Big shout out to my good buddy Al Albaro, one of the preeminent people in my industry out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Big shout out, Big Al. By the way, some late breaking news here. Donald Trump is signing executive orders restricting immigration from seven nations. At the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, several executive orders restricting immigration. Trump's orders are said to involve restricting access to the U.S. for refugees and some visa holders from Iraq, Iran, or Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. It is his belief that the vetting has not been good enough, and we want to take a step back and check out the whole entire operation of vetting. His belief is, and by the way, I've said this for a couple of years on TV many times, that there's just no intelligence on the ground from these areas. And you don't know what's coming in. And listen, people of ISIS have actually stated that they're going to use the refugee and migrant programs to funnel their bad people into countries. Thus, you've seen what you've seen. It's easy to get in Europe, and you see there's a lot of crap that's been going on there. A lot tougher to come in here. So I'm just reporting the news. I'll let you decide what that means, of course. The left's going to call him a racist and stuff like that. The right's going to say he's protecting the country. And again, we'll leave it at that. We'll just report the news on that, if it's okay with you. So I was just going through some names. By the way, I get these names in case you don't know. I just print out a new high list every night, and I look to see what names have not been on the list. That means they're showing up on the list today. That means they're either moving out of range or what have you. So just a few others that are showing up. A bunch of chemical names. Dow Chemical. Edges out of range. I already mentioned DuPont. How about Westlake Chemical, WLK, on their 34% drop in earnings? That moves into new high ground at the close today. Again, the thought and by the way, this is going to sound like a put-down of Hillary Clinton, but it really isn't. This has to do with policy. Okay, it's a put-down of their policy. None of this is happening if Hillary Clinton's president. She wanted to raise taxes, not lower them. She wanted more regulations, not less. So I'm just making this point to you. And as I'm just going through the list here, Huntsman, H-U-N, that didn't have volume, though. That moved out of range a little bit. No volume, though. We like to see some good volumes. United Rentals, in case you don't know, it's industrial equipment rentals. So they would do pretty decently. I notice here on I-4, that nightmare of construction here in Orlando, a bunch of United Rental stuff. That one edged out today. And again, if I were you guys right now, I'd be going through the new high list and see, how about Rockwell Automation, ROK? That edges out today on their 3% drop in earnings, 4% drop in sales. Here's another chemical company showing up, FMC Corp, symbol FMC. You get the gist of it here. And some transports, they got to move things. Norfolk Southern on their 7% drop in sales. Keep in mind, they report tomorrow. So again, there's some stuff here. Other areas, and we're just going to go through a few things here. The mid-caps, MDY, trying to break out of this six-week range here. Tight range. The XME, that is your metals mining ETF, trying to break out of range. Notice on the pullback right into the towards the 50-day moving average holds, now turns up here. The XLI, which is the industrials, trying to edge out right here. If all these areas break above resistance, we're going to get another leg up in spite of or because of earnings, in spite of or because of Trump. You know what we think. We're giving the credit on Trump for this move out of the box here. Of course, eventually it's going to be the proof being in the pudding, the show me state Missouri, all those stupid cliches. He's going to have to come through, and earnings have to come through, and earnings are going to have to be better. You know, all that, those things that matter in the long run, not just talk and news. Here's another name. I'm just throwing out names. How about Manitowoc? I don't even know how to pronounce it. MTW. It's a $6 name. They do over $1 billion in sales. Actually, almost $2 billion. Now let's call it about, yeah, $2 billion. That breaks out of a little range. So you get an idea what's starting to work here. And I do want to mention also, pretty decent action in the home builders today off of some earnings. They still haven't busted out. They're still not any way, shape, or form what I would call leadership. As I mentioned, the transports, IYT. Notice how got extended in early December and sat around for 1, 2, 3, about 7, 8 weeks. Touched the 50-day moving average a few days ago. Now trying to edge out. Out of nowhere, FedEx, which was acting really poorly here, just popped up midday on no news. Finished up 6 today. Back onto the 50-day moving average. That's going to be of import because that's an important transport stock. But overall, much better action. Very important support holds today on all these areas mentioned. I could not argue with you if you bought some of these ETFs in some of these areas with a sell if it breaks below the 50-day decently or hangs below it for a couple of days type of thing. But again, a pretty darn good day. I look for chinks in the armor, and as I'm doing my scans, not really finding any. Also, you know, you get this Skywork Solutions, SWKS, and recently gaps to the upside really have not been working. You need some proof. Well, it gapped up at $86, pulled back to $85. It's $92 and, 2 days later. So it's telling you that some of these gaps may start to work, so I'd be watching that. And keep in mind, a lot more earnings. Thursday we get Amazon and Google and Amgen. And I was wrong. I thought actually today was Apple. It's next week. So Apple will be next week, and we'll see what happens there. And again, sticking with names, look at ITW today, machinery, right off the 50-day moving average today, volume 2x normal. This is the type of stuff we saw today, and as of this second, quite the constructive moves. And believe me, every day I'm looking for what's wrong. What's the problem? And today's action did not find much to be wrong. And you know me, I'm a whiner. So just reporting to the news, what you do with it, ladies and gentlemen, you get to decide. You are big boys and big girls. Do your homework. Do some work at this. Don't just listen to a handsome and buffed radio guy. No, really, handsome and buffed. You don't believe me? Up next on The Edge, more on This, That, and the Other Thing. Movers of the Day, whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. So, by the way, I forgot to mention, I love New England. I think New England is going to beat Atlanta pretty decently in the Super Bowl. I think they're given three. I think this year's New England team is about as disciplined as can be and is underrated for its defense. And I think they may just handle Atlanta's game. I don't pick scores, but I do really like New England this year in the Super Bowl. Simple as that. Don't argue. And that's our Super Bowl pick. Way early on, ladies and gentlemen. Not that it matters, does it? Not a lick, right? That doesn't matter to you. You know, we get a lot of emails and we answer it to them, but sometimes we get an email that we want to make sure you understand where we came from on something. We talk about your tax dollars all the time here. Just remember, every dime spent by Washington is our money. They only live and breathe with our money. And I got an email from somebody who said, you know, took issue with me blasting Obama for sending $220 million to the Palestinian Authority as he walked out the door in the dark of night. And the email said, well, we give billions of dollars to Israel. Where's your logic, Gary? Well, let me be clear about my logic. The Palestinian Authority pisses away the money they get. They do nothing for the people there. So many live in squalor. They'll spend it all on junk weapons in order to go after Israel. And the money we give to Israel is A, to protect themselves from all sides around them except the ocean side. And B, before you email me on Israel, go visit it. And you will see one of the great miracles on this earth to build this magnificent democracy metropolis while you got to the north and the east of the west trouble. And compare the size of Israel to all the north, east, and west. It's a sliver of land. So there is no comparison between the Palestinian Authority and us giving money to Israel. My man. Just letting you know. Other emails I've been getting is on valuation in the market. Let me be clear. Valuation is high. Second highest in history. 99 is the most we have ever seen. Highest we have ever seen. Potential repercussions. And by the way, that valuation is not based on real accounting principles. A lot of this is generally accepted, is non-GAAP. But if you think the market is overvalued, why does it look like it's going to break out here? Value is in the eye of the beholder. The only beholder that matters is the market itself. You got me? And if the market is trading at 20 times earnings and that's too high, why can't 22 times earnings be too high? You get my point? There are some, based on normalcy, that the market's 30% above its norm on valuation. They're right. Go through the norm on valuation throughout history. They're right. But just like undervaluation could last for a while, so can over. And over can get more and more and more and more and longer and longer and longer. Now, part of the thesis of somebody asking me that question is the fact that interest rates have been ticking up and the expectation they're going to continue to raise rates on the Fed funds. You know what my answer to that is? We're at 0.5% Fed funds. It's still a joke. You have Europe printing $1 trillion negative rates. You have Japan printing $1 trillion negative rates. China, God only knows what they're doing. And some of these places are actually buying up their equity markets. So we still have the most unbelievable over-the-top easy monetary policy in history by the umpteenth power. That ain't going away. And if Janet Yellen decides to raise rates 2 or 3 times this year, we still be at 1.25% Fed funds, which is still a joke as far as how low rates are. So our advice, pay attention to the market itself. Nothing more, nothing less. If the big distribution shows up, you can't hide it. If the market tops out in a bad and big way, you can't hide it. If we go into a real bear market, you can't hide it. But we may just be breaking out on the S&P again. So don't sweat it and don't fret it yet. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,